Oh, here
Okay.
comes Tom is coming.
Tom is coming in. All right, good. I'll write him down. I am calling this Bay Village Historic District Commission public hearing to order at 4 p.m. Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the July 16th, 2022 legislation, extending the suspension of these provisions until March 31, 2023, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Bay Village Historic District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. So commissioners present today are Knopf, Dunwell, Hotelling, and McDermott. Also present is Joseph Cornish, Director of Design Review, Landmarks Commission, City of Boston. And so our first order of business is to look at Design Review 230058BV, 121 Charles Street South, applicant Daniel Kim. You have the floor.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. We've submitted the application material. So, you know, I think we can go, you know, in two ways. We can have Leif, the representative from Welland Construction, to give you a quick overview. Or if you are familiar with our material, then we can go straight to the questions, whichever
like
that works best for you.
Okay. I'd like an overview.
Sure.
I'm Leif Wunderhine. I am the business development manager at Welland Construction. We've been working with Daniel and Sarah for probably about a year and a half now. We looked at several different spaces before they sort of settled on the Charles Street South, which I'm thrilled that they did because it's a wonderful location for their practice. So just a brief overview here. In going into the space, the building is unsprinkled, which is part of the fire alarm issue, why we have the two exterior strobes. So that was a requirement by the Boston Fire Department upon permit review that we add something to the exterior of the building to alert. We had to upgrade the alarm system within the unit itself. The system that was previously there was fairly antiquated. So we needed to update the system, and in doing so, one of the requirements of the updating was to put the two lights, which will come later in the slideshow presentation, on the exterior of the building. That was a direct request by the Boston Fire Department. And then the other issue that we were kind of contending with was the HVAC system was dated and needed to be upgraded. So in order to meet the current code requirements, we needed to bring in some fresh air into the building, which is the reasoning for the new vent location that we're proposing here in the soffit. Along with those three existing recessed light cans. We went through a number of different locations in the building potentially that we could put it in. It didn't seem feasible to vent through the roof because of the stacked configuration and getting it through people's above Daniel and Sarah's condo. I mean, condo unit. It is residential units. So to go out through the roof wasn't a feasible option for us, which is why we tried to find the one that was the most unassuming as far as from a design standpoint. Walking down the street, we noticed it was kind of a last minute thing. We were racking our brain and we realized that there was a soffit there and it did have the three recessed light cans. And so we thought that that would be a good place to place our air intake. The other component of that was there is a grill on the other side. Daniel, forgive me, I don't remember which road that is that it's on.
Fayette
Street, where we had to we replaced the grill in kind. One that was existing there was frozen in place and it wouldn't operate. So it had no ability to damper itself and close and open on the interior. So we replaced it in kind with a light fixture that was operable. And then the last component of this is so that was the fire alarm signaling device there that is only to be activated if the alarm goes off, because his unit is now separate from the entire building. So it would just allow Boston Fire Department as they approach the building to know that the fire is located within Daniel's unit. And then lastly, we are in order to maintain the means of egress that were required for the space, people exiting out of the basement, because it was an unsprinkled building, we couldn't get the distance of travel to get them out the front door. So they needed to be able to exit through this side door, which is at the top of the staircase there. But in order to have it be a functional means of egress, the door has to swing out. So we're proposing to eliminate the cage and just replace this old door with a door that would swing out. And obviously we're open to making it however is suitable for the location. We just wanna, we do know that we need to change the swing of that door. So that the black cage, which I don't believe was original. I don't know at what point that was added. But that would have to go away, and we'd have a more secure door in its place.
Thanks, Leif. We're happy to touch up on any of the four proposals.
Mm-hmm. Commissioners, do you have questions or recommendations, perhaps about the door or any other comments?
I have a question and a comment.
Sure.
So first, I think everything looks great here with the air intake. I think it's a good solution. I do wonder where the exhaust is, but
the exhaust is on the other side. That one that were replaced in kind is where the exhaust is.
Oh, I thought that was the bathroom. Okay.
No, all right. We managed to tie the bathroom in on the exhaust.
I see. Okay, I got that. And I understand about the fire flashing light thing.
Yep.
And I wanted to ask though about this door, the door that's in the cage. You're going to take that, the cage goes, the door goes because it opens the wrong way. You're going to be putting in a new door.
Yep.
That will open outwards.
Correct.
I think in your diagram, you indicate that it's going to have a handle, like a brushed
one.
Yes. So yep. I just wanted to ask if there are choices about what it's made of and what color it is.
The material, I believe I would have to double check. I believe it has to be a steel door just for that. But the coloring, it could be painted any color that we chose that would look good with the location. We have no preference on the exterior coloring at all. Whatever works with you guys.
Yeah. To help me understand this, you referred to a basement and that this door is the egress from the basement.
Correct. So if you were to walk directly... If you were to walk directly into that door, there's a landing there about probably 3 to 4 feet, and then you go straight down the basement stairs.
And is the basement like a tech lab space for you guys or something?
There is a restroom down there, and there is a break room.
Okay.
Leif, a question.
Yes.
That door, you said it's means of egress only. It's only outward, right?
Yeah, because it has, in order for fire safety, it needs to swing outwards.
And do you need hardware on the outside of the door?
That I am not 100% sure. I could confirm with the architect. I would have to ask him his recommendation as to maintaining the means of egress, or if we could do a dummy plate on the outside. Yeah. Provided Darren, Neil, and Sarah were okay with that, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Following up on Tom's point there, I think that having a push bar or something on the inside makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Having a handle on the outside might actually be a little tempting for people to be kind of fooling around with the handles,
mm-hmm.
of where this go and all of that. It might be superfluous.
Okay. Well, I think, Steve, it's also going to be out beyond the plane of the brick, so things will catch on it.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
You know? And I just, I think you could play it down just by having it be a door without anything on the outside.
Yeah.
And
I'll paint it
a dark color,
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a dark color would be great. And also the woods, what it looks like woods around there, which is currently painted white.
That wood is a bit rotten. So when we were replacing the door, we were going to actually switch it out for potentially an AZEC or a synthetic material that would hold up better in time against the brick, but would still look like authentic wood once painted.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we haven't decided on the finish of the door and door frame.
Yeah.
So it could be black, white, gray, you know, any color that, you know, that you think would, you know, blend in better with the neighborhood.
Commissioners, do you have some recommendations?
Are there other doors in the area that are similar? How were they treated?
I think it's a glass door on the front of the, on your storefront, Daniel, correct?
Yeah, for the rest of the building, it's an aluminum door and door frames with a glass finish.
Okay.
So they don't look anything like this door, in other words.
Personally, I think that having it be gray or some other dark color would be better.
Yeah.
I totally understand about the need, the egress, all of that, all fine. White is not my favorite thing for this.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't really like the white either, so I'm happy you guys suggesting a color for it.
A darker color also makes the door kind of less obvious or attractive to passersby.
Would you leave it up to us to decide whether it's going to be gray or black?
We could leave it up to you with consultation with Joe. I don't know. Commissioners, what do you think?
I think gray would be better. I think black is more dominant. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. I think gray.
I recall the phrase that used to be used as go away gray. It sort of disappears by the fact that it is not very noticeable.
We can go with gray.
Yeah.
So I think just to make sure that it's like a nice dark gray that goes away as opposed to a light gray, maybe just submit some stuff to Joe, and I think he can take it from there and we don't have to come together on that one again. Does that sound okay?
That's fine with us.
Sure. Leif, could you come back to us with a couple choices of maybe two or three choices?
Yeah, we'll give you guys a couple of choices off the color palette and let you guys figure what looks best for the location.
Okay. So, you know, commissioners, any other? Hi, Ann, I didn't see you. So, commissioners, Commissioner Kilgus was also present. Commissioners, do you have any further comments or questions for the applicants? If not, I'll make a motion to approve.
Oh, we need a staff public comment if there are.
That's right. I forgot. Thank you. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions now.
All right. I don't see anyone raising their hands, and I'm not getting any messages.
Okay. So I move that we approve this design review application in that the proposed work is required by code, does not alter the character of this building or the area of the district. Applicants will work with staff to determine the final color, dark color of the door.
Good.
Great.
Can I have a motion to approve?
I move. Yeah.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
I guess we're all in favor, Joe.
Yep, looks like it. Thank you.
Thank you, applicants.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys very much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Okay.
Good.
Joe, just to clarify, so are these items that we can touch base with you offline?
Yes.
Instead of coming to the next meeting?
As soon as you have some paint colors, let me know. I can even come out and take a look.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Yeah, we can even put a couple of swatches on the door if you'd like to take a look at it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great.
It's going to be a big improvement. Thank you.
Of course, we're looking forward to it. Yeah, anything we can do to make it look better. We put a lot of thought into how to minimize the impact for you guys. Yeah.
And to that point, remember also that the framing for the door is something to consider as well. You seem to be saying you thought you had to replicate the wood look. Maybe it's not actually required.
Yeah, no, it's just the framing where around the door jamb itself. It's a little bit rotten, so we would be replacing that. We could either put it back with wood, or we could do it in a synthetic product. Just because it's up against the brick there, it may hold up better in time. But once painted, it would look identical to a natural product.
Right. My point, though, is that it doesn't have to be white.
No. We'll paint the whole surround and the door. We'll all be whatever gray color we choose.
Very likely the frame will be complementary to the door.
Yes. Yes, okay. We'll paint the entire thing the same color.
Oh, good.
Thanks again.
Thank you. One more follow up item. We want to appreciate that the commission has approved our proposal for the sign the other month. For us to move forward, this is our first application, so we're just learning the process as we go. It seems like we need some paper approval from the commission so that we can file the application to the city.
That was sent out, but it was sent, I think it was sent to Ricky, the sign maker.
Oh, by email or on?
By online? Email, yes.
By yep. email. I see.
So okay. I'll follow up on that and I'll forward you a copy.
Okay. That'd be great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you all for your time. Okay. I appreciate it. And we'll let you know. I'll have Daniel coordinate with you. Joe, as soon as we get the door installed with some swatches on there so we can choose final color.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye-bye, you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Nice to meet you all.
Okay. All right. So our next design review matter is 230075 BV, 18 Shawmut Street. Applicant Allison Kispert has the floor.
And actually, I think it's Jerry DiPiero. Jerry, yes. Are you here?
Yes. Okay. Jerry, hello. Hi, everyone, and thank you for taking the time. Jerry DiPiero, DiPiero Construction. I'm here on behalf of the new owners of 18 Shawmut. They've asked me to go about putting up or trying to get approval to put up a sign for their business, which they're moving from New Hampshire into Boston, which is... I provided some photos of an existing sign bracket that's on 20. Hi, Joe. I'm hoping you got those pictures.
So commissioners here, just to orient you, this is 18 here. This is number 20 where there is a bracket in place. And initially it was presented that this was going to be the bracket that was going to be simply used. But the proposal is to install a bracket at number 18 similar to this bracket at number 20. Here's what that bracket looks like at number 20. Here's another view. And Jerry, I went out to take a look last night and after taking a look at it, I'm not sure what you're proposing may be too big to fit over here.
Okay.
Yeah, we can have, the commissioners can discuss that, but I think, with the number of attachments, it may be, there may not be the room that you have over here. Okay. And I'm not sure, where on this building would you
be? I measured right where you're putting that mock up, right above
the
shutters.
Okay.
Right there, yeah. So it does fit. It will fit, but I could make it smaller or, narrow it. I think I just found that one to be really nice as opposed to the new, I saw one on a few of them on Tremont Street. Today I went around kind of looking around and it's just a square stock with the plate bolted to the mortar joints, which I found, didn't really have much design. And I'm not sure that the commission wants a lot, or if you want it to kind of blend in, or do you want to see some design to it?
And commissioners, this is the proposed sign.
Yeah.
I had a question about sign. Go ahead, Ruth. I'm sorry. What exactly does it say? It's hard to say. What kind of a business is it?
It's a psychological family center. Thank you. Catalyst. Yeah, she's going to be running her office out of the building. Okay, thank you. And her staff. Her staff coming down also.
And what is the zoning for Shawmut? Could you?
That's a good question. That's a good question. I I did not look into that. My apologies.
Well, I guess it's important.
Yes. Yes, it is.
What you put up a sign. I mean, I know on Fayette Street, you can have a professional office there, but no employees and so forth. And I don't know what the zoning is for Shawman Street.
To that point, there have been businesses on Shawman Street before.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the zoning is, but there is a precedent for having businesses there. Similarly, on Piedmont, there are numerous businesses with signs.
Okay.
And presumably there are signage criteria that apply here, size and material, I don't know, color.
Yeah.
And do we know what those are?
I mean,
so the current for the district, I included it in my staff comments. It's a little vague. It's sort of, it shouldn't be illuminated, and the materials and design need to complement what's the district and the architecture of the building. So it's sort of open for interpretation.
But there's nothing that the City of Boston signage regulations would apply here, Joe?
No. I mean, okay. I mean, size-wise, it should be compliant with the size for the Boston sign code.
Correct.
Okay. And what is the Boston sign code have to say?
Oh, what did I, Joe? I sent in what I got from Boston. It was 16.
Was it 16? Yeah, I want to say it's, I think 3 feet by 3 feet is sort
right.
of
the, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but I didn't go that big. I went smaller. Yeah.
You don't need it.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious about signage and counseling business. Is that so people can find the space?
I would say she wants it known that she's there. Mm-hmm. I think, if somebody's coming for a visit, they want to know that, mm-hmm. she's doing business out of that building. And mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be a very heavy traffic area. I think it's just for her business and knowing that she's there.
I think one thing that's a little hard, based on what you're writing have here, it's a pretty small sign, but we don't have any view of it, like how it would look on the building. Do you know what I mean? So right now I feel like I'm looking at a giant sign, but I know I'm not.
You're not, yeah. It's not that big.
Yeah. And just wondering about the white and whether it's consistent. I mean, is there something that could be done to make the sign just a little more visually less like a, I don't know, less
I could take the white and change the white to like a very light red. A red background.
Commissioners, am I intruding in a place where I don't belong?
I don't know, but I agree with you completely.
Yeah, I mean, that was my recommendation too, Kathy. I think the sign would look better if it had a dark background and light letters. Okay. And I think that's more consistent with the district. And I mean, the last sign that we approved for the last business, they did such a nice job with the font and listening to your feedback. I thought that would be helpful today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This may be her business card almost.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what it is. You're correct. But I mean, I could change the color of the background.
I think that's a good idea.
Well, Jerry, would you be willing to, outside of commission time, work with Joe to come up with a dark background and light colored lettering to explore with him?
Sure, sure, definitely. That's why I'm here. Yes. Any input to get this resolved, I'll send Joe and we can talk through email and change the colors and I'll send it over to Joe.
And Kathy, to your point too, I think it would be helpful to see the actual sign photoshopped on the front.
Yes.
Of the
yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Just to see the scale of it.
Sure.
Well, and the place.
I agree about the design. This looks more like a business card and less like a sign.
Mm-hmm.
White background is way too bright. maybe okay. Something toning it down. So show us some examples, and then I concur with the request to see it sort of do a little rendering kind of thing, you know, you Photoshop yep. thing. And my sense, I went to look at it an hour ago, and the location where you're proposing to put it between the windows, it's a little crowded there. And you've got that lamp right next to it. So if you took the same bracket from number 20 and yes. just use the same thing, I think it would kind of stick out and it would look too big and it would okay. kind of be pointing right at the lamp. And it doesn't seem like the best solution. So perhaps if it was scaled down a little bit and, you know, just experiment with the design.
Sure. Rules,
show right. us an option that
right. and
show it rendered. Also, meanwhile, just one more quick little thing.
Sure.
The property type of that building, I just looked it up on City of Boston, is commercial.
Thank okay. you.
Okay. It is
thank you. Thank
commercial
you.
Building.
Yeah. And Joe,
Steve,
go ahead, Anne, please go ahead.
The light is to the left of that. The light is not directly between the two windows. What is the actual size of the sign you proposed?
12
is this
by
3 feet?
No,
it was under 3. Yeah, it was under 3.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's 16, 12 by 16.
12 by 16. Well, that's not
well, it's a lot smaller. It's very small.
Oh, yeah, that's small.
That's
yeah.
Okay. And Joe, if I remember correctly, the regulations also talk about attachments and using the mortar joints and not
yes.
the brick. Is that right?
Yes,
this
yes,
is correct. Something you know all about already, but
correct. Yes,
just want to
yes.
raise it again that how it's fitted onto the building matters, of course.
Yeah.
So, commissioners, it feels like there's a lot of pieces to this, and I'm wondering if instead of working with Joe, should we continue it, or what's the thinking, so that we can look at it again, or do you think Joe should take it from here?
Well, Jerry, what's your timetable on this? Is this highly urgent?
Yeah, I'm trying. She's trying to get in there in the next 30 days or so, 30, 40 days. But I mean, I can easily take the bracket, shrink down the size, change the color, give you a few different colors in the matter of an hour or two. I can redo this and Photoshop it onto the building. I'll just okay. take the same bracket and just shrink it down. I'll take the sign, I'll change the color, and I'll send you like two or three variations of background, so and see what you like. I mean, it's going to take long.
Yeah, where I was going with this, also, we don't meet for a month, I believe. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, if there's urgency, Joe, would you be willing to?
Well, that or they could do a temporary sign if they wanted to.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she can move in and get her practice going. As someone who does this kind of work, is you know,
okay.
people will find you. This will not impede her.
Okay.
Ability to do business. Let's put
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we could do a temp sign.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'd say continue it and
okay.
you know,
okay.
in the meantime, I'll work with Jerry.
Yeah.
You know, on right. some options to bring back to you.
Okay.
But I think
okay. That's fine. That's
that
fine.
Would be
I appreciate
my
recommendation.
It.
Yeah.
That sounds right, Joe.
So, in this motion to continue, Joe, should I include the kind of things that we've talked about, or should I just simply continue it?
No, you can certainly continue it with
the okay,
recommendation
so gonna,
for a mock-up
right.
and a,
yeah.
a new design with colors. But we should do some public comment just to.
Oh yeah, sure. Right. Thank you.
Well, come here.
Yes. Kathy, did you want to read the script just
so members of the public will
yeah.
have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bayvillageac@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions throughout the meeting.
All right, I'm not seeing anyone raising their hand and no questions have come in or comments.
Okay, so we did talk about the mortar joint issue, but did we talk about it the same, the height issue? It's going to be the same height. We've agreed to that, that it's the same height as the one at 20. Is that under discussion or where we are with that?
Can I just jump in on that? The
Sure.
The buildings are not aligned. Number 18 is a little higher.
Yeah.
The level of the lintels is higher. There are more steps up to the door. So presumably it would be aligned in a similar manner, not the same height above the pavement. Because otherwise it wouldn't fit at all. It would be like between the shutters.
Right.
So presumably the mounting is going to go into the area between the sort of the first floor windows, right
where there.
Up in there is where it would be.
Correct.
And it would have kind of a similar feeling to the to number 20, but it wouldn't be identical.
Okay. So how about if I just try out a draft idea first that we move to recommend continuing this application, finding that the proposed new bracket must be installed into mortar joints and at a height similar to the bracket at 20 Shawmut Street. The applicant should work with staff to the commission to develop a sign design that complements the character of the building and neighborhood. A sign with dark field background and light colored lettering should be explored as an option. Did I get everything that we talked about?
And a mock-up.
Are we putting
a rendering? Yeah, a rendering mock-up.
So sent to you, Joe, or put up on the building?
Oh, I think they could do it with Photoshop, I think.
Yeah, Photoshop.
Yeah, and then, you know, that's what you'll see in September.
Next time, yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay, all right, so let me try again, and I'll make this is a real motion. So I move that we approve, that we continue this application, finding that the proposed new bracket must be installed into mortar joints and at a height similar to the bracket on 20 Shawmut. The applicant should work with the staff to the commission to develop a sign design that complements the character of the building and neighborhood. A sign design with dark field background and light colored lettering should be explored as an option. Applicant will provide a rendering of the building and sign at the next meeting.
Good.
Anyone want to second that motion?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Is it unanimous?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that matter is, we are done with our design review.
Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you for the direction. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, Joe, we have now our administrative review, which is also at 18 Shawmut Street. Hold on, let me get my paperwork here. Replace 16, sorry, it's 230021BV, 18 Shawmut Street. Replace 16 6/6 wood windows in kind. Joe, do you have any comments on that?
No, it's it meets the standards and guidelines, and it's approvable.
Okay, so I make a motion that we approve that. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, me too. All right. We have three more matters. A review of revised regulatory standards is next.
Great. Well, the good news is I think we're really, really close. So, I think in the reviews and, you know, my review looking through it and the feedback that I've received, I think a lot of the changes that need to be made at this point are more wordsmithing and grammar and making sure of consistency. And the one major thing that I do want to add, and thank you for Tom for pointing this out, and Kathy, as you know, We just approved the Highland Park Historic Districts with their standard and criteria. And it's very clear in the beginning of the standards for that district that in these regulatory standards, the verb should indicate the recommended course of action and the verb shall indicate so the actions that are specifically required. So I plan to include this at the beginning of our standards. And then I want to go down and just comb through everything once more to make sure I'm changing because, Tom, as you pointed out, we have several areas where it says may and must. So we just want to be consistent. And, you know, this will be our standard for the other districts moving forward. So I think, Tom, you had some other comments about moving some things into appendix. And I think that's, you know, those are all pretty simple things. Was there anything else major that you wanted to touch on?
I don't think major, Joe. I went through it pretty carefully. I'm not a grammatician, is that the right word?
Grammarian.
Thank you. I'm not, but I did go through it pretty carefully and just made sure that verbs and objects were connecting, you know, that it was, so that may be a point to start. I did, with what I sent back to you. I can't guarantee it's all right, but I think it's just about there. When I went through it.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for taking the time. So, you know, I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to, you know, do one more redlined version showing where I've changed the shall and the shoulds and for you all to take a look at. And then, you know, I think the next thing to do will be to make these, again, publicly available. You know, I'll post them on the website and then we can, you know, as soon as, you know, everyone's comfortable with the latest changes with the shoulds and shalls and, you know, whatever further public comment we get back. I think we'll be in a good place to approve these. And I'm still working with the law department on the language for the proposed amendment. So we're kind of on two tracks right now to get this totally finalized and the ordinance updated so we can be reviewing projects that are visible from a public way. And the changes to the paint colors on wood and on metal work.
Joe, I'm just going back through the comments that I sent to you.
Yep.
I think those were the key ones. There were some very good sidebar comments by Jill Zick.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess those would now be incorporated. I think the issue with the appendix, I was just suggesting some of the items were getting quite long and specific, and I was merely suggesting we might put some of those into the appendix and refer to the appendix for those items.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I think I mentioned the grammar that I worked on.
And I do need to, you know, now that we have an online application process, that will be included in the appendix as well. So we'll have that.
Great. There were some font suggestions. I think it's all pretty clear.
Yeah, no, I think we're all, you know, really, you know, content-wise now, I think we're all comfortable with it. And, you know, there's going to be some grammar and wordsmithing and then finalizing fonts and spacing. But I think, you know, right now, I think we're all pretty much in a place where we're comfortable with the content.
Are you still taking those kinds of comments?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay, great.
And Joe, this, as I understand it, our document here is going to become a kind of potentially a standard for other districts. Is that the idea?
Ideally, yes. You know, our next hope is that we will start work to revise the South End design guidelines. And then, you know, move towards the other districts as well.
Okay.
So I think we're getting close.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Yes, no, thank you, everyone. It's been
a long process.
But worth it.
Well, we're definitely worth it.
We're near the end on this. And Joe, you've done a great job of moving it along. I concur with Tom that moving some things into the appendix would be positive, especially some of the, there's kind of like some boilerplate regarding a sea level rise and things mm-hmm. like that, mm-hmm. levels and so forth, that slows down the reader and could easily be moved to the appendix. Just refer to that, especially if it comes around repeatedly, you know?
Yep.
So that could help. And I look forward to getting to the end of this. I think it's, you know, it's really important, and we've put a lot into it. So it'd be nice to see it wrapped up.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, apropos of that, commissioners, I had the privilege of going and seeing Joe at the Highland Park neighborhood brand new celebration for their brand new guidelines. And they'd been agitating to be made the historic district for since 1978. Do I have that right, Joe?
Yes.
And so it was, you could see, you know, we kind of are like, man, guidelines, whatever. But when you see a community that's been wanting guidelines for decades and finally gets them, you know, it's very meaningful.
Yep, it's a great neighborhood, and it was certainly a great event. And
yes,
that was a lot of hard work. I know that
yes.
the community, and not me, but other staff people had put in.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to move us to the next order of business, which is ratification of the minutes of our last meeting. If everyone has had a chance to review those meeting minutes sent by email, I'm going to ask if anyone has any changes?
No.
If not, I'll make a motion to approve. Second. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Aye. And then we have staff updates.
Yeah, the last update is that the open meeting law extension has been extended to March 31st, 2023. So, you know, I know it's bittersweet. We miss seeing people in person, but you know, I do think in talking with the other commissions and other staff that we do get much better commissioner turnout and public turnout with these. So we'll be continuing with the Zoom hearings, certainly through the winter until March. So stay tuned. There'll be a new governor by then. So I think it'll be up to the new governor to decide how they want to proceed with it. But, you know, I do think, you know, we were very close to going back to in-person hearings, and there was a lot of mixed feedback that we received from commissioners. You know, about going back in person. So that's that update.
When we do, we should have a party.
Yes, we can certainly do that.
Yeah.
When it gets a little cooler and before it gets too cold.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Other Matt, any other business matters before I make a motion to adjourn?
Can I just put out a comment here? This is not a business matter, but I often go by the 212 Stewart project, and they are now wrapping up the landscaping, and it's looking pretty good over there. I hope that they water their trees, but the design for that piece, the sort of filling in part of Church Street that they're responsible for, is looking pretty good. So I think that that's very encouraging, and also it completely changed the feeling of Shawmut Street, where we just were talking about the sign, which is actually mm-hmm. opposite that building. So it's encouraging to see how these things come together. The same might be said of Edgerly Place, where that project is also nearing completion. So it gives a chance to see, you know, what we were talking about, how the discussion went forward, what they did, and how it turns out. So I find it rewarding to see that process and to feel that we did a good thing.
Thank you, Steve.
It was interesting to see the lights on inside of 212 Stewart Street. It looked like, wow, it's really It's really a building now.
Great. Okay, thank you, Steve and everyone. I'm going to now ask, I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, great. It's unanimous. Great to see you all.
Enjoy the rest of the summer.
Thank you. Stay cool.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
Okay. Come on.